26-0404, 1327, 60 minutes. Self-exam. Why? It is impossible to make progress when one is going backwards. Thinking about other people is the opposite of MYOB, minding my own business. I go forward only if I am MYOB. I go backwards if I'm minding other people's business. M-O-P-B. M-O. Mop. Mop-B. M-O-P-B. Minding other people's business. Mop-B. Instead of my O-B. Instead of M-M. M-M-B. Mind my business. M-N-O-B. Mind not others' business. A moment. The shortest amount of time. Any moment on minding other people's business is a moment that distracts, deducts from minding my own business. It's not just reducing, it is wiping it out and going negative. It's digging a hole. If you start at ground level being neutral, it's digging a hole. Criticism, which you can't do it unless you're minding other people's business. You're trying to force salvation on someone else. Even if it's someone we love, we can't force it. If there's something that will benefit someone else, we got to make sure we're not trying to correct something they are doing via criticism. If we're going to help someone else, we have to start by looking at them as a spiritual image and likeness of God. Man, compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full expression of mind. Where's my starting point? If that's my starting point, then that's the correct way to manage thought. My only concern is managing my thought. If we're fully occupied with managing my thought, that means there's no occupancy. No, it's full occupancy. Every moment needs to be full occupancy, and it needs to be filled with the golden rule. It needs to be filled with mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. What am I nurturing with love? If I'm nurturing, looking at something beautiful that is in progress, and I'm going to nurture it to even a fuller degree of progress, the nurturing always has to be within my own thought. Never trying to nurture someone else's thought. God is all there is. There is nothing else. Mary Baker Eddy says that if we take care of our own thought, there will be no time left to weasel into someone else's thought, or to cultivate within our own thought something negative about someone else. Any negative thing about someone else is criticizing God. God, the only one that gets a "the great" as a preface to the name God. Because there's only one great, and there's only one the great diapason of heaven with a focus on mind. The real Christian Scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. Miscellaneous 206, 19. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names for personal sense, the spiritual sense, and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. Amen. There is nothing but God, and therefore there is nothing but good. All reality is good. I know this. I'm conscious of this. And I refuse to be conscious of anything that conflicts with truth, reality, perfection, harmony. Amen. It is 26-0404-1344. The end.